ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A stabbing spree in New York City leaves three people dead. Police have a 51-year-old man named Ramon Rivera in custody, a homeless man with an extensive criminal record and a history of mental health issues in multiple states. A lawyer for two women at the center of the House Ethics Committee investigation into former Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is speaking out.
The lawyer claims Gaetz, President-elect Trump's pick for attorney general, paid for two women to travel to New York in 2019 to have sex with, at the time, Congressman Gaetz. Watch his appearance on Fox News and attend the Broadway show Pretty Woman. The lawyer also says one of his clients testified she saw Gaetz having sex with a 17-year-old. Gaetz has denied the allegations.
ABC's Perry Russum. House Speaker Mike Johnson, as of now, not planning to release the Ethics Committee report. The world is marking 1,000 days since Russia invaded Ukraine. President Biden this week giving the green light to Ukraine to fire long-range American-made missiles on targets inside Russia. This is ABC News. California's governor tapping the brakes on hopes for freedom for the Menendez brothers.
California Governor Gavin Newsom making his first public comments about the clemency request from the Menendez brothers 35 years after killing their parents.
We did deeper research in the last 10 days.
Newsom on his iHeartRadio podcast, Politiken, saying he will not be granting clemency, at least right now, for the Menendez brothers, and instead will defer to the new DA-elect in Los Angeles County, who will be sworn in on December 2nd.
His analysis and recommendation.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Google might have to give up Chrome. Bloomberg says the Department of Justice will ask a judge to force the company to sell off the Chrome web browser. The same judge ruled Google illegal. Monopolizes search. And Nike announcing its very first shoes that are almost entirely made by 3D printing. 1,000 pairs of the Air Max 1000 will be available for pre-order. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Stay tuned for your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Remember, you don't need 20% down to buy a house.
Temperatures in the upper 50s today before falling. Looks like some rain and some drizzle early. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild. South to southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour today. This evening, variable clouds and colder, a low of 33. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool. Spotty light rain and snow showers. It looks like a high of 42 Wednesday. Thursday, 41 with spotty light rain showers possible again. Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy Friday at a high of 42. Breaks of sun with lighter winds Saturday and 42 degrees. In Richland Center this morning, some off and on rain. All total of the rainfall gauge, 1 inch and 31 one-hundredths since yesterday. In that, we have received nearly 3/10 since midnight. Right now, the winds are from the north-northeast at 6 miles per hour, and after a midnight reading of 57, a brief low of 55, we're at 56 degrees. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, November 19th, and it is officially time now to start the broadcast day.
the sunset. Oh, blissful morning, when with our Savior heaven is begun. Earth's toiling ended, oh, glorious dawning beyond the sunset when day is done.
Should you go first and I remain to walk the road alone, I'll live in memory's garden, dear, with happy days we've known. In spring, I'll watch for roses red when fades the lilac's blue. In early fall, when brown leaves call, I'll catch a glimpse of you. Should you go first and I remain to finish with the scroll, no lengthening shadows shall creep in to make this life seem droll. We've known so much of happiness, we've had our cup of joy, and memory is one gift of God that death cannot destroy. Should you go first and I remain, one thing I'd have you do, walk slowly down that long, lone path, for soon I'll follow you. I want to know each step you take that I may walk the same. For someday down that lonely road, you'll hear me call. Yes, you'll hear me call your name.
Beyond the sunset, oh, glad reunion with our dear loved one. Who've gone before in that fair homeland? We'll know no parting beyond the sunset forevermore.
Beyond the sunset.
We start the day in a positive way with Red Foley, Beyond the Sunset. And before that, Cher did the honors for our national anthem as we officially open the broadcast day today. Well, it's a little inclement out there, kind of windy, had quite a bit of wind resistance on the old vibe as I cut through the air to Richland Center from Sextonville today. Phil Nee with you as we get ready for today, Tuesday, November 19th. It was a win last night for the Bucks. They eked one out, and, well, so did the Badger men's basketball team. We'll have stories on those games coming up when we check sports around 5:20 today. We are the Oak Ridge Boys as we get the chores started with the Light the Milk House Show.
Man, is a time I have looked in the water and had no reflection to show. Stood at the crossroads, not knowing which way to go.
Man, is the time someone lay close beside me, and I don't remember her name. They'll say that I'm just a smile and a moment, but that was before. Go to
when I had nowhere to sleep.
Well, I never made any promises to them.
And I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, she still can find some room. The broken heart and love found a fine way to bloom.
And I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die.
Dressed in black, they've been so long on the street, they'll never get back.
I've been so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die.
So if your baby leaves you, you gotta tell the tale. The tank of all that lonely street to a heartbreak hotel.
I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, I could die. And I get so lonely, I could die.
Hello from the Creative Outlet. Our Small Business Friday and Saturday sale is 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers.
Good morning, 5:15 the time. It is 56 degrees in Richland Center. It looks like the rain has let up a little bit. It was raining along there pretty well, and the wind's holding pretty steady, around 5 to 6 miles per hour. Second Harvest Mobile Food Distribution will be held in Boscobel today. That starts this morning at 9:30 in the Corpus Christi Catholic Church parking lot. This will be a drive-through distribution only and is free to anyone. There are no income guidelines. Decorating for Rotary Lights in the Park will begin on Friday at noon. No decorating should be done until then as they prepare for the big unveiling of this year's Rotary Lights, which will be a week from tomorrow night. A reminder, Capital Wealth Advisory Group will be hosting a blood drive for Impact Life in memory of Monty Slapak. The blood drive will be held on Wednesday from 11 until 2:30. To schedule your appointment, you can visit bloodcenter.org. Those reminders from today's community calendar on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show.
Hey, Daddy, I got a problem. Last night I took my girlfriend for a ride, and the way she touched my hand, Dad, got this funny feeling deep inside. So I leaned over and I kissed her. I put my arms around her and then, well, she reached up and she slapped me. She said, "You're just like all the other men.
Son, you're talking to the wrong man. If you want to know what girls are all about, you're talking to the wrong man. I still ain't got your mama figured out. By the way, son, I've got a problem. I wonder, could you talk with me a while? See, lately, your mama, she ignores me. Hardly ever gives me a little smile. So I was thinking maybe you could show me the way you younger fellas comb your hair. Think I need to change my style, son. Could you show me something really cool to wear?
Dad, you're talking to the wrong man. If you want to know what girls are all about, you're talking to the wrong man. Still ain't got my girlfriend figured out. Just go fishing, or maybe head out to that old golf course today.
Amen. When our buddies ask us about women,
I think I know exactly what we'll say. Boys, you're talking to the wrong men. If you want to know, you're talking to the wrong men. Still ain't got them women figured out. Still ain't got them women figured out.
Michael Martin Murphy with son Ryan Murphy and talking to the wrong man on the Light in the Milk House Show.
Are you looking to enhance your herd with top quality cattle? This Wednesday at 11:30 a.m., the Richland Cattle Center brings you an incredible lineup featuring 10 Holstein first and second calf heifers from a high-producing dairy. These parlor and freestall cows are milked twice a day and AI sired. Plus, 12 Holstein heifers from a discontinued milking herd due in December and January, bred to a Holstein bull. But that's not all. The auction includes an impressive run of fresh cows, two-year-old breadback, springing cows, first calf heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull and baby heifer and bull calves. Don't miss this opportunity to upgrade your operation with high-quality cattle. Visit the Richland Cattle Center this Wednesday morning at 11:30. The Richland Cattle Center, your trusted partner for premium cattle auctions every week.
It's 20 minutes past 5, an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. John Blackwell scored a career-high 30 points, and John Tanya added 19 as number 19 Wisconsin rallied to beat UT Rio Grande Valley 87-84 last night. Wisconsin overcame a 52-48 halftime deficit to extend its season-opening winning streak to 5 games. The next action for Wisconsin, they will face Central Florida in the opening round of the Greenbrier Tip-Off Tournament on Friday. Damian Lillard hit a driving layup with 3.9 seconds left to give the Bucks a 101-100 victory over Houston that snapped the Rockets' 5-game winning streak. Lillard scored 18 points after missing the previous 3 games while in the concussion protocol. Last night, it was Fred VanVleet leading the Rockets with 26. Also, Brooke Lopez had 27 for Milwaukee. In other action, Chicago 122, Detroit 112, New York 134, Washington 106, Miami 106, Philadelphia 89, Toronto beat Indiana 130-119, Orlando 109, that is, and Phoenix 99, Atlanta 109, Sacramento 108, and the Clippers 102, Golden State 99. From the NHL, Columbus 5-1 over Boston, Colorado beat Philadelphia 3-2. Montreal 3, Edmonton nothing. Anaheim 4-2 over Dallas. Washington 6, Utah 2. San Jose 5-4 over Detroit in overtime. Joe Mixon ran for 3 touchdowns. Derek Barnett returned a fumble 28 yards for a score, and the Houston Texans beat the Dallas Cowboys 34-10. The Texans stopped just the second 2-game losing streak in quarterback C.J. Stroud's 2 seasons while maintaining a 2-game lead in the AFC South in a season filled with things gone wrong for the Cowboys. Debris fell from their stadium's retractable roof as it was opening a few hours before game time. Dallas lost its 5th consecutive game, and Cooper Rush dropped to 0-2, filling in for Dak Prescott after his season-ending hamstring tear. That's an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Okay, kids. Guess what? It is aerobic polka time as we officially get serious on this Tuesday, November 19th. Here we go. All right. The Golden Aces. with a polka called Autumn in Wisconsin. Polka. Yes. Good luck getting there today. Gentlemen, Ann Murray. Coming up next, farm news and markets here on a Tuesday, November 19. Here's Farron Young.
I'm the center of attention in this barroom, 'cause I've got the biggest heartache of the year. And each night those swinging doors reach out for me, I'll say no each night, but I'll come back to wind me up again. Wind me up, turn me on, and watch me cry for you. Lately drinking warm red wine is all I wanna do, and I never know.
Darren Young on the Mel Cow Show from WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
The Senate's version of the Farm Bill has been introduced. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The next era in soybean performance is here. Introducing Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans, bred to defy expectations. Unleash your greatest harvest yet with Pioneer. U.S. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow says there is still time to pass a farm bill during the lame duck session if members come together.
We could do a markup in committee and then look to attach it to a bill moving at the end of the year. But there has to be a willingness to do a bipartisan approach.
During a call with reporters Monday, Stabenow acknowledged the bill does not have Republican support and a hearing has not been scheduled for markup.
Doing things that right now will help farmers is important, but we don't have to trade that for a five-year farm bill, which is why it was really important to me and to our members to put this forward right now.
She says her bill could provide immediate assistance to farmers and would move away from reliance on ad hoc programs. Senate Ag Committee Republican Roger Marshall of Kansas says no Republican committee member was able to review or had the opportunity to collaborate on the 1,400-page document. The director of trade policy at the U.S. Grains Council is concerned about potential tariffs disrupting trade efforts in 2025. Andrew Brandt tells Brownfield.
President-elect Trump is coming back. He has not hidden the fact. He did tariffs the first time. He intends to do them again. He's spoken of tariffs against China. He's spoken of tariffs against Mexico. Those are two very important markets to us.
He says long-term tariffs could hurt farmers and their bottom line. Setting the stage for cattle markets in 2025, Brownfield's Megan Grebner has a preview of this week's USDA reports.
Without the July cattle inventory report, much of the cattle industry continues to look for any substantial signs of retention and herd expansion. Livestock economist Scott Brown says this month won't be any different.
Livestock slaughter, one of the big ones here, of course, is going to be beef cow slaughter. Just exactly any indication that we're doing much to be holding beef cows longer to try to increase the herd.
He tells Brownfield there's been talk cattle supplies heading into feedlots have been getting tighter.
Does that show up in terms of placements? If it does, does that give us a early warning of just how tight things could get in 2025? I'm not sure we're going to talk about big cut in placements as we look ahead to that report, but that's the early indicator for me of what 2025 will really look like when we get there.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
USDA's winter wheat crop condition rating improved over the past week. Above normal temperatures allowed Wisconsin farmers to keep harvesting and get some fall field work in between rains. Corn for grain harvest continued with 94% of that now done, and the carrot harvest is underway. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whipple's famous. At Whipple's Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whipple's Hybrids.
The Hartungs were a family long before they became a business. Galen and Lorna Hartung taught their kids about hard work and honesty, not just in words, but in action. Randy Hartung remembers the day he learned the value of work. His parents handed him a bill for his sixth grade school clothes. From there, he and his siblings earned their way by mowing lawns, helping on farms, and sweeping floors at the co-op. Today, that family-driven dedication continues at Hartung Brothers, where they still prioritize honesty, hard work, and meeting customers' needs.
A slow Monday for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity had a typically quiet start to the week. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Kansas, but lower in Nebraska, Colorado, and in Texas. Bids and asking prices weren't established, and significant trade volume isn't expected until that back half of the week. At mid-session, at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers and feeder heifers were steady in a light test. Steer and heifer calves over 450 pounds were steady, and under 450 pounds were $10 higher. The USDA says quality was mostly plain, but demand was good. Feeder supply included 60% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 550 to 592 pounds, brought $282 to $299. Feeder steers, 710 to 747 pounds, brought $250 to $264. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 550 to 592 pounds, brought $247 to $259. Boxed beef closed mixed with solid and light demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $3.94 at $307.28. Select closed 69 cents lower at $275.45. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, up 6,000 the week and down nearly 9,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Processors have been taking a wait-and-see approach as they gauge retail buying interest to start the week. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, which has been helping provide some price support, but domestic demand has been inconsistent, which creates uncertainty in the market. The industry is also monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs, as it appears supplies may be tighter than estimated. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.35 with a weighted average of $83.32. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality Monday. Pork values closed weak, down just 4 cents at $97.07. Ribs, bellies, picnics, and hams were all lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 31,000 on the week and up about 2,500 on the year. And at the CME, live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of the week's direct business, and lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by the steady to higher cash business during the session. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are up, the dollar down during the session. January beans are up 11 and a quarter at 10.09 and three quarters. March was 10 and a quarter higher at 10.19. December corn is up 5 and a quarter at 429 and a quarter. March is 4.5 higher at 439 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were up, getting ready for this week's direct business. December live was $1.15 higher at 184.10, and February was up 72 at 185.97. January feeders were 227 higher, 249.50. And with cash steady to firm during the session, December hogs are up 52 cents at $80.02. February was 37 higher at 83.27. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A look at an annual report the USDA puts out called Rural America at a Glance, next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
USDA's annual Rural America at a Glance report for 2024 is out. Economist Tracy Farragan is one of the co-authors.
The purpose for it is to provide a high-level discussion of different topics of interest to policymakers and the general public in terms of the things that are going on in rural America. It provides a summary of rural demographic and economic trends with additional topics each year that highlight opportunities and challenges facing rural America.
The theme of the latest report concentrates on older rural residents. For example, says Farragan,
rural persons ages 55 or older were more likely to be employed or looking for employment in 2023 than those same age groups were in maybe, say, around 2015. The older age groups are tending to stay active in the rural labor market longer than they have for similar cohorts in the past.
Another fun fact, says Farragan, more people are moving to the countryside than are moving out of it.
We found that the rural population continues to grow with a moderate increase over the last year. It's largely due to more people moving into rural areas than moving out, which is a trend that we saw definitely with the coronavirus pandemic.
There's a link to the report on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
A USDA official says the final rule for the federal milk marketing orders includes a few changes, but not the one most farmers asked for. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Deputy USDA Administrator Dana Cole with the Ag Marketing Service tells Brownfield the agency did make changes between the proposed rule and the final rule.
We made the adjustment in the reducing the lag time on the skim milk composition factors. We made an adjustment on the non-fat dry milk methodology for make allowance. We also incorporated a marketing cost factor in the make allowance. This factor has been included currently, and it is continuing inclusion in the final decision.
The American Farm Bureau Federation, American Dairy Coalition, and others wanted USDA to require mandatory cost of production surveys to justify the increased make allowances that will be deducted from milk checks. Cole tells Brownfield they can't do that now.
USDA at this point in time does not have the ability to mandatorily collect cost survey information. That is something that is for consideration in the Farm Bill.
Cole says USDA received 128 comments on the final rule, with many on the make allowances and on the proposed implementation timeline for changes to milk composition guidelines. The final rule is now on USDA's website for review. Farmers and cooperatives can begin voting on it once it's published in the Federal Register. Cash dairy prices were mixed again Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry way down 1.5 cents at 64 with 3 sales. 40-pound cheese blocks up 0.5 cent to 169 3/4. 5 sales there. Cheese barrels were up 5 cents to 173.5 with 2 sales. Butter down 4.5 cents, 258.5, 2 sales. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at 140 with 1 sale. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice, or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
Temperatures will fall as this day goes on. Good morning. We're looking at the possibility of temps dropping from a 58-degree high today. South winds around 10 to 20 miles per hour. Also, a few sprinkles possible this morning. Variable clouds and milder at times, but then 33 tonight, and then a cold snap. Wednesday, 42 with spotty light rain and snow showers. Thursday, 41 with, again, much the same. Breezy on Friday and 42. 42 for the opening of the gun deer hunting season Saturday. Breaks of sun with lighter winds and a high of 42. Right now in Richland Center, all totals since yesterday. It began raining here a little after noon. And since that time, an inch and 31 one-hundredths at the WRCO studios in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. We're at 54 degrees this morning.
On this heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling for eight from Chicago to St. Louis. Lord, I see her every day. A double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that away. Like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if some woman pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I guess I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45 coffee drinking eating time, Jimmy shimmied while I woke up the artist that painted the display of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Doggone that girl wearing nothing but a smile.
smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. The sleepy-headed painter said the girl wasn't real and I'd better get the on my way. On Route 66 from the billboard to Chicago, you will find tiny pieces of my heart scattered every which way. Shattered by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A do 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 do. A do 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 do. A do 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 do.
Bill Reeves, a do 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 do. Good morning from WRCO Radio. It is awesome to have you listening to the radio. Tony's weather is coming up in just a bit. He's the expert on that, so don't blame me if you don't like the forecast, but it's going to be a little bit different, that's for sure. But more typical as we get to the latter part of November.
There must be something fishy going on. You said you were going on a fishing trip with some old friend. You said that you'd be home tonight somewhere around 10. Well, here it is, it's 2 o'clock and you're still not at home. I think there's something fishy going on. I think that I'm the sucker that's swallowing your line. I try to make myself believe that it's all in my mind.
Parton on WRCO, something fishy going on.
With deep respect, we honor veterans this November for their selfless service to our nation. We are grateful for all you've done. Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts, Dairyland Transportation, Muscadet American Legion Auxiliary Post 85, and Riverdale Ag Service.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola, calves were steady, slaughter cows trended lower. Holstein bull calves sold up to $550, with beef crossbred heifer calves up to $650. The beef slaughter cows sold 105 to 122, dairy cows 80 to 106. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, December 6th and December 20th. We'll have a hay sale on Wednesday, November 20th, and our December hay sales will be on December 11th. Next week, we'll have a schedule of our sales for over the holidays. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim for all of your livestock marketing needs. A couple items I'd like to mention. The Kickapoo High School will be holding a blood drive on Thursday, November 21st from 8:30 to 1:30 at the Kickapoo High School gym. And M&M Christmas trees will be open for the season on Friday, November 29th, and we'll be offering over 200 fresh cut trees along with 500 choose and cut trees. also will have wreaths and roping available. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola is your local livestock market serving the farmers of our area.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School boys basketball team. The event is held in the River Valley High School gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School boys basketball team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2. Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we picked up a substantial rainfall as expected across the area. Generally, amounts were upwards of an inch or a bit more across southwest Wisconsin. Most of that has now shifted north of us as the center of low pressure has tracked up toward Minneapolis and moving northward at this time. We're seeing the warm flow of air with the south winds currently, but gradually cooler temperatures will build in later today, and it will certainly feel more winter-like starting tomorrow. There'll actually be some snow showers swirling down from Minnesota into Wisconsin by tomorrow midday and lasting into Thursday. Another batch coming in from the northeast. That'll actually be heavier snow by Thursday morning in parts of Michigan and northeast Wisconsin, where they could see a couple inches. Some of that could swirl down toward Milwaukee Thursday morning. Most of it missing us on Thursday, but a few spotty showers of rain and snow may occur. Otherwise, into the extended forecast, quiet weather for the deer hunters this weekend should be pretty nice with less wind and seasonal temperatures overall. Then early next week, a system coming through Sunday night, early Monday could bring some light precipitation, maybe another one at some point Tuesday or Wednesday. Today's forecast, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild. Chance of a sprinkle or drizzle early. Highs in the upper 50s, but gradually falling. South wind turning southwest 10 to 20. Tonight, variably cloudy and colder, low at 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool. Spotty light rain and snow showers by late morning with a high of 42. West wind 10 to 20. Chance of flurries Wednesday night, low 27. Thursday, cloudy, blustery, and chilly. Spotty light rain and snow showers are possible. High 41. Heading into Friday, mostly cloudy and a bit breezy, low 33, high 42. Saturday, peaks of sun, lighter winds, low 28, high 42. Sunday, mostly cloudy, high in the mid-40s. Chance of a rain or snow shower Sunday night into Monday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
54 degrees in Richland Center with some light rain today. Yesterday, our high temperature, we actually didn't record it until just after 11 last night. 55 degrees as that temperature kept on rising. We picked up just over an inch of rain yesterday and last night. Record high 70 in 1936. Record low 3 going way back to 1914. Also on November 19th, a year ago, it was 54 for a high, 26 for a low. Sunset will occur at 4:34 this afternoon. This morning sunrise time will be just after 7 o'clock. West winds around 6, barometer at 29.34. Since midnight, 32.